time to be educated and entertained by the country's most famous environmental scientist. Joey B has researched grizzly bears, wolves, and birds of prey. He continues to travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Be ready to be amazed. Here's your host, Joey B.
Hello and welcome to Joey B's Outdoor Adventure. Today's show is called Joey B Jeopardy. Today I'm going to be asking you a number of questions that deal with from horsemanship to fishing to the outdoors to nature, little sciencey things thrown in there that also go along with nature. Remember, I am an environmental scientist, so I'll throw some of those in there. And it's your job to get as many correct as possible. But the deal is this. Even if you only get a few, because some of you probably watch Jeopardy and you get a few one night and another night you're a lot better at it, you will learn so many cool, we'll just say nature facts for now. So here we go on Joey B. Jeopardy. The number one question is, this is a technique that bald eagles use to prevent other eagles from stealing food from them. And the answer is, what is mantling? Yeah, you know, something you will actually see specifically on the ice, wintertime. Bald eagle, maybe he's got a fish or a carrion, which is a dead animal. He'll actually take his wings and spread them out as wide as he can. Now, remember, he's got this huge 6-foot wingspan to prevent other eagles from stealing food, which is a common thing for eagles. I've seen this many times where in midair, not mantling, but in midair, an eagle is flying with a fish in his talons. I've seen another eagle come upside down while he's flying, take the fish, and take off. Yeah, there's a lot of food stealing going on. This show was brought to you by Ramsey Outdoor Stores. Whether you shop online or in one of their stores, your experience will successfully gear you up for your next adventure. Go to RamseyOutdoor.com. All right, next question is this. Who is the professional who puts horseshoes on a horse? Answer is, what is a farrier? My good friend Peter Peck, one of the best farriers in the country. I'll go there with him, and I watch him work. And if you've never seen a farrier work, it is pretty masterful to watch them because, you know, you go in the store and you just buy a pair of shoes size 10 and a half. He will actually take a shoe, and now he's got to conform it to the exact shape and size of a hoof. They're just, hey, you go out to some arena somewhere, farriers work, and just say, do you mind if I watch? Worthwhile. So here we go. Next question. The type of energy we use when we drill into the ground to extract heat. Answer is, what is geothermal energy? We now have a lot of geothermal energy going on. If you're going to build a new home somewhere, check into the cost. A lot of times with the cost of solar, geothermal, these things, there's an upfront cost, but the payback cost, how long does it take you to pay it all back? You know, again, you're putting this into your mortgage, so you can actually, you know, maybe 6, 7, 8 years be making a great return on your money. All right, next question is, name the three major types of fishing. Answer is, what is spin, what is bait cast, and what is fly? And as far as I'm concerned, I love all three. I'm really a fly fisherman, but when we film on camera, obviously I show the other two. All right, so here we go to next question that deals with animals. Name the two things that a beaver is a great swimmer because of these two things. We'll say it that way. Answer is, what is his webbed feet? If you've never seen his tracks, they're really cool tracks. And what is his tail? Because he uses his tail as a rudder. So he is designed to be in the water. He is a great swimmer. On one of my shows on Awesome Animals, I talk about the beaver because they waddle on land. They're not good on land, but they are absolutely great swimmers. So the next question deals still with beavers. Baby beavers are called, the answer is, what is kits? They are a kit. And a kit will stay with the parents for about 2 to 3 years before it's time to go out and get their own build their own lodge, and get their own family. Staying with a little bit of nature there, here we go. What is the smallest of birds in the woodpecker family? Answer is the downy woodpecker. Yes, you drive into the car there, sir. I could see that you said that out loud. You see the downy, really cool. Got a real cool call because his call actually goes downward. Guess that's where his name Downy comes from. So going to a little, we'll call it botany here with this next question. What makes or what masks, let's use the word masks, the fall color of a leaf? In other words, what is present in a leaf that will prevent you from seeing the fall colors of that leaf during the spring and summer? And the answer is, and I'm sure a lot of you got this one, what is chlorophyll? Yes. Now, for all of you organic gardeners out there, next question. What nutrient is given to plants to help reduce stress? Answer is, what is kelp? And right away, people say to me, so can I drink some of that kelp for a reduction of stress? No. Put it in your organic garden, on your organic plants, and then when you eat the plants, well, hopefully just by spending time in your garden, you've reduced some stress. All right, you equestrian people out there. The two types of saddles or styles of riding horses, and they are, what is English and what is Western? And I'm sure many of you knew that one. And you know what? I always joke about I am a Western guy, but when I was filming riding Clydesdales, actually, some of them even use a Western saddle. I've ridden also English saddles, but the reins are, you're reining English with them. So Clydesdale, big old horse, and super gentle horses to be on too. All right, so here we go. Next question. What can the scat of an animal tell a tracker? Scat, if you don't know it, is a scientist out in the wild, is the animal's le poupou. So what could he tell us? Well, one of the things, answer is, what is the type of food that he eats? And I just call them avores. Is he a carnivore, an omnivore, a scavenger, a decomposer? You know, so the scat will actually lead us. Like, it's almost like a game of clues. When we're out there and we're tracking an animal, finding a scat is very important because if I know what he's eating, I then know where to look for him. All right, this next question is for the birders out there, all right, ornithologists. Here's a question. Air currents that raptors use to ride on to conserve energy. Answer is, what is thermals? Thermals are warm air rising. And no, we can't see the warm air rising, but if you watch a raptor and he's slowly rising and spiraling, getting higher, because remember, as warm air rises, it goes in a spiral, that is actually a thermal. All right. Now, next question, back to botany. The tree with white patchy bark that typically grows near some type of water source. The answer is, what is a sycamore? Now, for all of you campers, backpackers, hikers out there, you know, sometimes, especially in drier seasons, you're hiking along a trail and you're looking down into a valley going, hey, we need to find some water. The first thing that I look for is a sycamore. Find a sycamore. I'm going to tell you if you, because again, we see sycamores planted along city streets. Not going to help me out in the wild, but out in the wild, you'll probably see more than one white patchy tree below, and there are sycamores, and I'll make a pretty close to a 100% guarantee that if you were to hike down there, you would find some type of water running next to them. All right, here we go. Back to organic gardening. Here we go. Reusing food scraps and allowing them to biodegrade for garden use is commonly called, what is, compost? I'm sure a lot of you got that one. And I would say this to all of you. As we throw so much of our, we'll call them our garden scraps, our vegetable scraps, things like this, except for non-meats and greases, we just keep putting them into the trash, and our trash piles, they grow. Well, you could simply make a compost bin, compost pile in your backyard. A bin probably be better use of, and you could actually watch one of the adventures with Inspector Dave and I. And Inspector Dave's a brilliant organic gardener. So if you log on to Joey B TV, JoeyBee.tv, you can actually watch one of my adventures. I'm with Inspector Dave teaching about how to build that perfect compost pile. Now, next question. How much food does a Holstein cow eat each day? So he's making milk, and so how many pounds of food? The answer is, what is 100 pounds of food? That's a crazy number. Think about the last day that you ate 100 pounds of food. I know it was, for me, it was probably last Thanksgiving. That's a lot of food to make some milk. So here's the next question. A large oak tree can transpirate how much water after a rainstorm? The answer is 100 gallons. So the what is 100 gallons? I gave you a 100 for last one with Holstein pounds for food. I thought I'd throw a little trickery there. And what transpiration is when a plant is taking water in through the roots. If a plant has too much water, it's got to let it out. So what it does is it lets it out. It goes up through the stem into the leaves, and it lets it out as a gas, so it transpirates out. And that's why we want as many plants. I gave you a tree, but it's still your front lawn. Every plant that is green, well, plants are green, they will transpirate water out as a gas. So if you want to prevent flooding near your home, you'd like to have as many plants as you possibly can near you. All right. So here's your next question. And you can give me two answers and we'll count it as being correct. What are the necessary things that should be packed in your backpack for safety? So here's one answer. We'll combine them together. What is a map and compass? And I guess if you don't know how to use either, they're not too effective in that backpack. So you should learn how to use map and compass. Very simple. There are simple scouting. There are classes in a lot of the outdoor stores. And you could probably even, you probably know by now, you could YouTube just about anything. You can YouTube it. I'm sure you know that this show is brought to you by Tranquility Mountain Backpacks. Have you seen the Joey B Signature Series? Well, you can see the brand new series at TranquilityMountain.com. This is where adventures begin. Now let's go back to that question about the things safety in your pack. How about sunscreen? How about a first aid kit? How about water? How about a snack? And you say, well, what about snack safety? Well, you need your energy level to be up. Depends on the hike. It also depends on if, hey, not that any of you have ever gotten lost on that trail, but it does happen. So you want to make sure that you have extra food. So that is actually a safety feature. So here we go. Next question. The type of clothing used against your body to stay warm because it's going to get moisture away from your skin. And the answer is, what is wicking layers? You want a piece of clothing that's going to wick moisture away from your skin. Because you see, if you don't know this, the reason why you get cold out in the wild is when you sweat, that sweat becomes cold. And as the water against your body gets cold, you get cold. So if you have a wicking layer, something that could take the moisture from the layer, from your skin, put it onto that layer and put it into the layer outside of it. Most times we say use fleece as that second layer to get the water away from your skin. So here we go. Back to a question for birders. This is a type of seed used in bird feeders that attracts a vast array of birds. It's one of the higher quality seeds that we use. And the answer is, what is black oil sunflower seeds? And you can put black oil sunflower seeds in your feeder. I happen to use Seed Bells. Going into Inspector Dave's Organic Garden, he uses Seed Bells. We found out that they are much more cost effective. So for those of you that are birders, there's a little hint for you. For those of you that are just listening going, hey, I see my friend with feeders, and now I have something that I can throw at them, so to speak. Don't throw the feeder at them. Don't throw the seed bells at them, but throw the knowledge at them. All right. Question here is, once again, let's go back to beavers. What is the part of the tree that the beaver eats for nutrition? And the answer is, what is the cambium layer? So if you look at a tree and say, okay, what's alive? You pull off the bark is now gone, and below that, you have a little bit of new bark. The cambium layer is the layer below that that's making new xylem and phloem inside, and the beaver is actually scraping away at that, and that's the nutrition that he's going for. All right, so here we go. Two ways to identify a male, a tom turkey, without vocalization, without him gobbling. And the answer is, what is his red, white, and blue head? And yes, that's why Ben Franklin wanted to have the turkey as our national symbol, not the eagle. And what is the beard growing out of his chest? Yes, he does have a beard. It's growing out of his chest, and there are modified feathers. So actually pretty cool if you've never seen a tom up close and personal. It's a pretty neat thing. So next question. What is the natural predator for codfish? And that is the harbor seal. What is the harbor seal? If you go up to, so we'll talk codfish, so we'll say Cape Cod. If you go up there, you will see harbor seals, I'd say pretty much all over. Real cool story. I'm out fly fishing. I'm in the flats, so I'm probably standing in like waist deep water, and I'm casting away, and a harbor seal swims up, pops his head out of the water like 10 feet in front of me, pops up and with a little smile on his face, goes, "Hey, I'm here." So, pop back down and off they go. They sort of want to interact with humans very much so. So I'm a harbor seal fan. All right. So the type of water found, let me rephrase this question. Here we go. The type of brackish turtle, so in brackish water, that has a diamond-shaped pattern on the back of his shell. What is the terrapin is the answer. So if you happen to live somewhere near Maryland, because again, the University of Maryland are the Maryland terrapins, or terps as they are called, a cool-looking one. I've done some tagging of terrapins. Not a large turtle, but a cool one. And brackish water is water that is, you have ocean water, which we call seawater. There's salts. You have fresh water. Where they come to meet together, there's got to be a mix of salinity, so some salts with fresher water. So it's a low salinity type of water, and that's brackish water. All right. Now, here we go. I'm expecting everyone out there to get this answer. The songbird that sets up his territory and mates in February. He is the first one to mate, first one to set up his territory, and he is red in color. The answer is, what is the cardinal? Yes, good answer. All right, so here's your next question. The tree that has something red on it all times of the year. And the answer is, what is the red oak? And people are saying, well, what do you mean red in the wintertime? Well, he's got red buds. So you see, you look at the stem, there's a redness on the stem. So there is something red on that tree all year long. Now, here's your last question, and you could bet 80 bajillion, I don't know, sunflower seeds, because I'm a nature guy, a great energy source, so you bet all your sunflower seeds on this one. Let's see. A bundle of pine needles is called a blank. And the answer is, what is a fascicle? And you could tell the type of pine tree. Like if you were to pull off, you wouldn't just get a needle, you'd get needles, they'd be stuck together. And I'll just give you an example, a white pine, you pull off a fascicle, and there's five needles in that fascicle. So that's how you would know that it's a pine tree or a white pine tree. So you're saying to yourself, so how did I do? Did I win? Well, here's the deal on this one. Today, everyone wins because everyone gains some knowledge. See, knowledge, I always say it this way, knowledge is power. So you get to take this knowledge. It might help you on your hike. It might help you when you're fishing, you're horseback riding. Or, hey, it just might help you in a great conversation or to elicit a great conversation with someone, maybe over a cup of coffee, or me in the wintertime, maybe over a cup of tea and lemon sitting in the backside, you know, by the our back, out, can't even talk, outside fire pit out there. So whatever your pleasure of drink is, tea, coffee, just get out there and enjoy. You can follow all of my adventures online at joeybee.tv. That's joeybee.tv. And a very special thank you to the men and women of our armed forces for keeping us free, and for our police and firefighters for keeping us safe. May God bless America. Until next time, this is Joey B. Enjoy life's adventures. Joey B's adventure. Joey B's adventure. Joey B's adventure. That was awesome.